At a time of togetherness for so many, this will be a Christmas like no other for Alona and her four children, far away from the place they still call home. They were forced to flee the bombardment of their Ukrainian town and came to the UK sponsored by a host family.
This feeling that the war is chasing me, it remained for very long after we escaped. I'm obviously very glad that we made this journey and we are here and we can leave, though I wish it had never happened.
Alona and her children live with Johnny and his family before finding her own house, but he still supports them.
I think the thing that I found was to allow the refugees the space to actually sort of recover, to find a way forward and assist them in actually moving forward with their lives.
More than 140,000 Ukrainians arrived in the UK under the Homes for Ukraine scheme. But there are increasing concerns about rising levels of homelessness among refugees. In Lincoln, the efforts to support people who've come here and deliver aid back home is ongoing. But the uncertainty of what comes next is a worry. One couple we spoke to who didn't want to appear on camera told us they were asked by their host repeatedly when they are leaving. And we were told about a woman with young children who was given little notice to leave. She did eventually find another host, but 65 kilometres away.
Most of people are here with the kids and it's really hard for them to change again the school, friends and settle in the new place without knowing if it's just for 6 months or we will change again.
Many Ukrainians have found unwavering support from those they live with. But worries of war are a constant.
Sometimes we can forget for a moment about the war in Ukraine, but of course we know that it is very difficult, there are tough times there. Our mood can change very easily, from laughter to tears, from smile to some sad mood.
Yeah, I miss them, because I can't be around them now, so yeah, not easy, but...
As the year draws to a close, there's time to reflect on what has been a life-changing experience, both here and in Ukraine. Emma Hayward, Al Jazeera, Lincoln, in northern England.